I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Michael in the chat earlier, he said, Malik is gone. He's getting over $20 million a year by somebody. And I'm just not sold on that. I'm not sold on him getting this super grand offer from somebody. He might.
Well,
he
might Michael says over 20. So if we said 20.5, that's over 20. Mm-hmm. Is that a big enough of a needle mover? It's roughly, for argument's sake, like $12 million mm-hmm. difference in the life of the contract.
I don't know. It's I'm probably the wrong person to ask in that situation, because
what did Malik sign here for? Do you remember?
I think it was 2 and 20.
It wasn't that much, was it? I don't think it was that much.
Like 10 a year. I think it was 10 a year.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. It was 19.4 million.
I don't know. I mean, I look at 78 and 85. Like, yeah, just take the 78. I look at 78.5 and 100 million and be like, look, man, you could double up, and you're in a place that you already know. But like I said, I'm the wrong person to ask on that one.
We've done this. I'm not going to hit the music. Because we've talked about this.
The season's back on. The Olympics are over.
I understand. It definitely is.
The Olympics are over.
But I don't want to do this with Malik, because we've discussed this before. But Malik just finished his seventh season, and his net worth will clock in at $36.6 million. Remember, he played 3 of those years in California, so you could probably wipe out a little extra there. But $36.6 million. So I just want people to put that in perspective with the deal he's about to sign. Mm-hmm. Over the course of the next 4 years, he's going to triple what he's earned in the NBA.
Yeah.
He's going to sign a singular contract worth more than what he's made in his first 7 years.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, he's earned it too, man. That's one of the things I was going to talk about, is the NBA needs to like adjust the salaries and what somebody can offer based on the state. Like this whole aspect of like you can technically make more money in Florida or Texas because of the state taxes.
Yeah,
that's incredibly unfair. That's incredibly unfair that a team in California or New York is penalized in a potential negotiating situation because of things that are completely out of their control, state law. And I think, but I don't know if it's an exact science to do it, but my first thought would be figure out the math or what the percentage is and all this other stuff, and you figure out what the money would look like in Florida and Texas with no tax. And those teams in the states that have the tax, California, for example, they can go above that to make it match.
I hear you.
Is that giving like teams in Florida an advantage, though?
I mean, traditionally, I don't know if it has or it hasn't.
Or like Texas those states. I feel like that's why they wouldn't change it. I don't think it's like really.
I feel like it might for veterans. Like, so I'm just going to go to Florida. Hell out of here.
You said it would give them an advantage?
Well, I feel like that's something we talk about, but I don't know how much of a difference that actually makes, though.
So my thing is too, like, how do you differentiate that from, say, so Texas is one of the places, right? So you got San Antonio, where it's like San Antonio, okay, you've got the Riverwalk competing against the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You know what I mean? You got the Riverwalk competing with like Malibu. Like, you're paying for something. The only one that seems to have it all is Florida. You got no taxes down there. You got the Florida, beaches, though. But you also have a government that might implode on itself within the next year or so. But yeah, like you're dealing with something. Like, no matter where you are, and there are people who would. We talk about this. We joke about this, joke to keep from crying. The reason we pay the taxes we do is walk outside. Right now, that's what we're paying. Like, that's what we're paying for. Like, in I don't know what the weather is in Minnesota. My guess is it's cold. I have no idea. But like there's an argument everywhere you go. Like there's an advantage to something, whether it's the state income tax or lack thereof, or it's the weather.
But that the money is the tangible thing, right? Like, literally dollars. Like, I can't
get that.
You know, put a price necessarily on the sunshine or, you know, what's the equivalent of that. A dollar, I can't. Like, for us to have a discussion.
But Charlotte, who has neither, they don't have California and they don't have a state free income tax. Well, so they just have to look along like, hey, what do we get out of this?
The money should always be equal. The money should always be equal. All the other intangibles, that is what it is. But the money should always be equal. I shouldn't be able to look at Malik and be like, all right, you're gonna make $78 million, but you're in California, so that's really 45 as opposed to your $100 million in Orlando, or your $80 million in Orlando is really 70 because of no tax or what, you know what I mean?
Your $100 million is really 10. Congratulations, right. You just made $10 million.
The money should always be equal.
Yeah.
That's just how I feel. That's what I think.
Going back,
what's your $1 million contract with California State Taxes?
I don't have no idea what you're talking about, or that stratosphere. I have no idea what that stratosphere is like.
If Monty gave Malik a 3-year deal to start, this wouldn't have been an issue, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Should have gave him a 3-year deal.
Yep.
I did say that.
You did? Yep. You absolutely did.
Give him a 3-year
pretty much
deal.
I think it was 10 seconds after we reported it, after we danced on the grave of Sham Sharania. Then I think the first thing you said was, I feel like it should have been 3 years. We'll have to check the tape on that, but I'm pretty sure that was our very first discussion about Malik Monk, because I wish they had signed him for 3 years. Let's get TC in here. 916-909-1320. TC, what's good, baby?
Hey, man, what's up with my two brothers?
What up, TC?
Hey, just Ryan McKinney, I got your text, man. Hey, look, hey, I was sick too. Hey, to respond to you on that note, bro, it's like everything I had, bro. And then I had a game yesterday. We was talking about it out there. D-Lo, hey, D-Lo, it's all good. Hey, I love you too, bro. Jesse in the back. Check it out, bro. Hey, we got to get back in the lab. Hey, I believe Malik is going to come back, bro. Just listening to his press conference. But check it out. I'm like 50-50. If he leave, bro, then we got Keon, bro, and we gonna have to move forward. But what I can say, Monty and Wes, check it out. The move that we make it, or the move, has to be done this summer, like starting like right now. You get me? It can't be no trade deadline. Let's wait. Let's see what the group is coming back. We ain't got Malik, so we trying to start like, no, bro. It has to be done like right now. As far as Keegan, this is his third season, D-Lo. I heard you. But, bro, check it out. This is your third season. Everything else is off the table. All the holding your hand, talking. You can hear that Fox voice, what he was saying. Look, bro, we can't keep the, we're not going to keep doing that. Period, point blank. If we got to keep telling you that, bro, you might have to be on the table, bro, at the deadline. If we got to keep telling you that. I don't want to, it's nothing against Keegan, bro, but we can't keep doing this year four, year five down the line. And we're like, we're still trying to have Keegan shoot 12 shots a game. He's timid. He's rolling off, passing the ball off. Like, bro, you could have dominated that Pelican game, dude. I know your shot wasn't falling, but you should have kept shooting like you was doing against the Warriors, bro. Hit or miss, dog. We needed that. Even like Keon, but I'm talking about Keegan. Keegan, we need that from you, bro. I'm not holding Keegan's hand anymore, D-Lo, Kenny, okay. Jesse, bro. If he doesn't get it together by the deadline, dog, he has to be on the table. It can't be no more. He's off the table. He's off the table. We can't be, like, seriously. I know I'm bitten, y'all, and I have to bit. I love everybody. Chatty House, let's go. But, hey, bro, I'm just being honest right now, dog. That's all I got.
I'm with you, dog.
All right. Okay, so here's the rule. Let it out. Y'all got something to say? Just call, let it out. Place. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. 916-909-1320. just
Brother,
just
what
let
you
it out. Just share your thoughts. I'm going to say this about Keegan.
What are inside jokes get crazy around here, boy?
I'm going to say this about Keegan. He was clearly hurt on Friday. Yeah. I'm not making excuses for him. He was clearly banged up Friday. He left the game briefly on Friday. If y'all are frustrated and out, and that's the product of losing, like there's no conversation that's off the table, like whether it's TC talking about Keegan or y'all got takes you want to fire off about Domantas Sabonis or De'Aaron Fox or whoever. There's no conversation off the table today because that's the byproduct of losing. Like it's that's what happens. Beast. It's what happens when you miss the postseason. Mm-hmm. It's what happens when you miss the postseason with expectations to make the postseason. Mm-hmm. I think today will probably be the most, you know, reactionary day. It'll be the most frustrating day. Tomorrow might be a little bit different. The next day might be a little bit different. A month from now might be different. 2 months from now might be different. Then you'll start getting around the draft. Then you'll start getting around the California Classic and the Summer League. And then expectations or excitement will start to build. And then expectations will start to come into play. And everyone will kind of settle in from there. But as it pertains specifically to TC and Keegan Murray, I'm not even close to that yet. I'm not even close. Now, TC said, we can't be doing this in year four, year five. You're right. Just finished year two. Mm-hmm. It's year number two. And I understand we consume sports at an incredibly rapid rate, 24 hours a day, on our phone, on YouTube, on Twitter, the whole deal, and we're flooded with information and opinions and think pieces and TikTok videos and Instagram reels and all of that. Keegan is still a really good ball player who's 2 years into his career. I'm not even close to being off the Keegan Murray hype train yet.
I agree with you, but I also do understand that anybody like TC or anybody that says, I don't feel comfortable relying on like, oh, he's going to figure it out as a young player or, you know, give him time. And it's, I like, can't rely on that. I, as a Kings fan, if I worked in the front office, if I own the team, I cannot miss the playoffs next year.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot miss the playoffs. And do I want to, you know, kind of move slow or potentially move slow. We don't know what he's going to do next year. But like say, oh, you know, I'm not going to put that pressure on him or have those type of expectations of him next year because I want him to come along and, you know, and progress.
Well, wait a minute. Are you're speaking as Kenny Caraway in the front office of the Sacramento Kings?
Sure.
Okay, because that's different. To me, what general manager Kenny Caraway is demanding of Keegan Murray, that's different. Mm. That's not the same conversation that we should be having because you're privy to all of the inner workings. Mm. You're privy to what you see every day at practice. You're privy to all of that different stuff. You, the general manager, Kenny Caraway, your expectations, your demands, I guess maybe for lack of a better word, of Keegan Murray should be different than Kenny Caraway of D'Lo and KC.
Yeah, and I'm not – well, obviously we don't know as much as they do, but I don't know where I'm at as far as whether or not I would trust him to be Tuesday's Keegan in for all of year three. And that's not the point total. That's just the aggression, the way, the level of aggression he played with. And if I'm not comfortable with that, then I may have to go get somebody, not get him out, but get somebody in here that can take on that role and he can progress at his own pace.
All right, let's talk about it then. I see the phone lines. We're going to get to every single one of you at 916-909-1320. I think there's a lot more to talk about with Keegan Murray, and we'll continue to do that as Postmortem on the Sacramento Kings continues here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Contracts. These people could build cities, city infrastructures with these contracts, man. Crazy. They had a couple double billion dollar projects that are happening around here too, though.
Man,
it's crazy. Talking about a bridge from the West Sac to South Sac or something like that. Like, it's things are popping off out here in Sacramento right now. Kaiser about to get busy down in the rail yards.
I had a conversation with a pool company this morning that caused me to shed a tear. Now, you know,
that's how we doing it.
Are we
no,
back?
It's very
pool's
much
back?
No, it's very much not.
Wow.
It was like, oh, okay, cool. Nice talking to you. I'll call you when Kenny signs his next deal and decides I can ride his coattails for a couple more years. Man, that shout out to all the pool owners, because Lord have mercy. Let's
That's
get
crazy.
Some of these phone lines. This is for real. It's almost like having an arena in your backyard.
And like nets, lights, seats,
with a shooting gun.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I almost died over the weekend.
In a movie theater.
I'm sorry. Hey, Jesse.
Sorry.
Which one of us has a movie theater?
No, time out. Which one of us premiered Space Jam, the LeBron James version, in their backyard?
You know what? That is true. You did do like
There was like 90 kids there. And who has a movie theater, me or D-Lo?
You.
Damn, you do have a movie theater.
You.
Come on, man.
You premiered the LeBron James version.
I definitely didn't premiere it. It was already out to the public. Don't say it like that.
I feel like you could do a live screening of like WrestleMania, though, at your spot now.
Facts. Yeah.
You almost died over the weekend?
Well, yeah, I got on the shooting gun, and I mean, it's a combination of, it is like kind of a crazy, not a crazy workout, but it'll test you a little bit. But we had the challenge was 300 shots in 15 minutes. And, oh, my arms were going to fall off. And I was outside. It was like 3-4 o'clock. So it was kind of warm on Saturday.
Warm. Yeah.
And I got done after about 220 shots. I was gassed. And then, like, they
how far were you? Were you 15 minutes into it? That's crazy.
Yeah. It took a little bit more. It took like 20. How many? Minutes.
Well,
what the hell's going on here?
I don't know how to answer this question other than to just say it.
Ask it. Go ahead. Let me get my flag. Hold on.
I don't know any other way to phrase this.
Oh, boy.
How many balls were you
using?
Whoa, God.
Will you be a grown up?
That one is crazy.
Yeah, no, that's an unnecessary roughness. One more, though, you're out of here.
Hold on, man. I gotta stand up and that was crazy.
Come on, you know what I'm asking you. How many?
I don't.
How many balls were using is crazy.
You know what I'm asking you.
How many basketballs did you use, Kenny? No flag.
It was three of them.
Okay.
And they well, I was about to say something else. This is crazy, too.
It's like I'm reffing a Draymond Green game right now. What?
And they come at you every 4 seconds.
I quit.
All
right.
Yo.
Next time I do that drill, I'm gonna have to change the timing on it. I need like 6 seconds in between. It's like 3 seconds every time. I could barely leave my fall through up, and here comes the next one. Jesus.
Well, let's get to these. Let's try to get this. Jesus, man.
So phones.
916-909-1320. Let's start with Titus. Titus, what's on your mind, man?
Hey, off the top, I just want to say I listen to y'all every single day. Y'all entertain me.
My dog. Appreciate you, fam.
Y'all out of pocket, too.
Yeah, nah, that's...
Come on, man.
Hey, I'm just trying to have a conversation,
I'm just trying to talk about
it.
I got some shots up, man. That's all I'm saying. All right,
you know what you're doing. But look, all right, let me get on Keegan Murray super fast. He's not in college no more, okay? He was wrong. But now it's like he's overrated. Hey, man, we can trade him off. We're not locked in with Keegan Murray, first off. Mike Brown, he need to figure out how to coach, bro. All this for years, I'm like, all we need is a coach. All we need is a coach. Then we get a coach, he don't know what to do. Then the last thing on the one, we need a superstar, a killer. I'm tired of getting these washed-up veterans want to come to Sacramento and they bums, catching cases, getting arrested. Listen, man, we need like a killer, bro. Somebody that's just a superstar. We don't ever get one since Weber.
Hey, man. Hey, you got to holler back at us, man. Yeah, you got to call in more, man.
Titus.
Titus was, he was keeping it real.
We said it, though. Y'all, get your stuff off.
Hey, man, yeah.
Look, ain't no such thing as too much emotion today. Titus hated Keegan. He hated Mike Brown. And I just want to be clear. Am I supposed to introduce this person as Uncle D? What's the screen say?
I don't like to give out the screen name because that's just whoever pays the phone.
I'm saying you text me.
Yeah.
And I have to introduce this individual as Uncle D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Just play through it. I wouldn't have threw the flag.
All right. You see the way he's acting. Yo,
that's crazy.
I got Titus telling us we're out of pocket.
This last 5 minutes, everything has just been crazy.
You see what happens when you lose Sacramento Kings? And we could have been talking about yesterday's game, but look at us now.
And now we got to throw it to Uncle D. So
throw it to him.
Uncle D, you're up, man.
Introduce this individual as Uncle
D. No, you gotta turn the ring.
I'm Uncle D. Come on now.
What's up, boy?
What's up, family?
Come on now. You know I'm Uncle D for the 916.
Yes, sir.
Baby.
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
What side of town are you from, man? You probably from the south side, huh?
Man, I'm from Sac.
All right. Well.
I'm from all towns.
Okay.
Sacramento.
Yeah.
East, west. Let's go, baby. 916. That's what we stand for.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind? What's on your mind, big dog?
What's on my mind is we should have made a trade. Come on.
Well, who would, like, did you want, like, a power forward, a guard? Like, what a trade for what? What would have helped this team, in your opinion?
Anything on defense.
Okay. Anything on the defensive end. All right, let's talk. Man. All right, let's talk more about that. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Let's get Maddie.
It's going to be crazy, bro.
Yeah, this is. I'm telling you, we're 90 minutes into the off season. 90 minutes. This is where we are. And this is what happens when the punk ass Kings run their exit meetings at 10.
Come on, man.
What are we going to do with exit meetings at 10?
It was tripping. It was tripping.
Let's get, who'd I say? Maddie? Yeah, Maddie, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's good with the OGs, man?
What up, big dog?
Oof. Man, Friday started out so promising, bro. I woke up, took a drive down to Santa Cruz. Sun's out, buns was out. Well, had a little bit of steamed oysters. All the juices was flowing, felt like Scott Steiner. And it all went to Dookie Friday night, bro.
like Scott Steiner. Yeah. Big Papa Pop.
Maddie snuck in a reference there. That's good. That's good work, Maddie. That's good stuff.
Hey, you got me. So I just wanted to say, look, I don't know if Vivek got this dog in him, but, and I don't know if this happens in sports, but y'all think it's possible for him to be like, all right, Malik, this is what we going to put on paper. But, you know, he's a tech guy. He got, you know all the little tricks. Slide him a little something extra on the side.
Yeah, like that. We say that stuff like with the ha-has, but right. That's not realistic.
Nah.
Like the ramifications for skirting the salary cap are unimaginable.
And something like that, you probably get thrown out of the league.
Yeah, that is just. I know we have the ha-ha, but that's not realistic.
Well, didn't the 49ers just do it on accident or something like that, and they lost a couple of picks?
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah.
And they were that we was tried. Like that was like $50-something thousand.
Yeah, it
was
yeah.
Like
we tried
nothing.
To get the money back, yeah. And the guy said no.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do when they say no? There's nothing.
They did it on accident, I think.
Yeah, if you voluntarily were like, hey, I got this company in Silicon Valley, you can, have some stake in.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that. Now, I don't know. That stuff does happen. I think.
Does it?
I think so.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. I mean, if I'm face to face, and I'm talking to you about it, and there ain't no mics or nothing like that, I can talk to you about like what you think about that.
Mm-hmm.
If this was the case, would that interest you?
Mm-hmm.
Would that sway you a little bit? They could say yes. They could say no. They might say yes and be like, "All right, just know I got you.
Mm.
I got you."
Maybe Malik take this deal and here's 2% of the Sacramento A's.
Mm.
So no one notices that Malik Monk suddenly has a 2% stake in the Sacramento A's? Like, what are you two talking about?
Like, that's all not of a sudden, illegal. Like all of a sudden, LeBron owns Liverpool.
Like, all of a sudden, Malik is a partial investor in one of Vex's, like, companies.
Just don't write
like,
it down or text it or talk, like, call about it. Just say it face to face.
We talking face to face.
No, I got it. But at some point, there is a paper trail because you have to establish that he is a partial owner of a company.
What a coinky dink.
Okay.
I think we solved this.
Okay. All right. Good. Well done. Maddie, Jesse, and Casey fixed all of the Malik Monk money issues. Well done, guys. Let's talk to Mitch. Mitch, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, Casey? What's happening?
What's up, Mitch?
It's going to be a long off-season. You know, time flies. But first of all, they it's a tax write-off, so don't worry about the money. It's a tax write-off. They know what they're writing off from.
What's a tax write-off, Mitch?
The $50,000 you were talking about?
Oh.
I'm not sure. I don't even do my own taxes. I can't even do that.
That's
it should
okay.
be simple, but not me.
It's not simple.
Definitely not for me. And Monk, he's been a very good sixth man. He's not Penske material. He's going to get paid like a sixth man. I mean, the Lakers had him. He couldn't get off the bench. He couldn't. He was on the bench most of the time. I think he was drafted by Charlotte. I mean, I want to keep him, and I want to keep Keegan too. But what we need is another big man that can score. We need another bigger body. Maybe Barnes can be on the bench next year, coming with the second team. But we need a better bench. McGee and Lenz and Sasha. I thought Sasha. You guys were raving about Sasha a year ago. What happened?
I don't know. It was sight unseen, Mitch. What do you want from me?
Sasha didn't. He got hurt first of all, and then he just never really
found his footing. Yeah, he didn't find his footing. Yeah. I think his thoughts on Malik are a little bit off. But
usually I'm the Mitch whisperer, but a couple of them I couldn't catch. I know he was saying that Malik didn't start. You know, and he's gonna get paid.
He
like
said
a
Malik
man.
Couldn't get off the bench. In
what
LA.
Was he talking about with his tax guy? He says 600,000. What?
I think he was talking about the 49ers and the 500. Oh, the 50,000 okay. and write it off. I'm not sure. Mitch was really 100% sure.
Taking something from Mitch's call and the whole Malik Monk thing, like, why do we think he's getting 20 mil? Is it like, has it been reported? Like, we've seen things on like D'Angelo Russell, Clay, and all that. It's just more so like we thought they're not the same player. One is obviously much better than the other. We thought Rashawn Holmes was going to get paid and he was going to be gone or whatever. And it's just it wasn't the case. If you look at how six men get paid, like Tim Hardaway Jr., they won it last year or whoever, they get paid around 18, 17 mil or whatever. Like, are we overvaluing what he's going to get on the open market a bit?
I think when you start getting into a max contract, you might be. I don't think 20 is unrealistic because it really is if you're a team, it just depends. Do you like Malik or do you really like Malik? And that's how this has to be broken down. Because if you're, and we'll just to make this simple, we'll use two teams, San Antonio and Orlando. San Antonio likes Malik Monk. Orlando really likes Malik. San Antonio might be willing to offer 17 or 18 million per. Mm-hmm. To me, that, And I don't know this. That's like, oh, we like him. But if he says no, and because that's pretty much give or take what Sacramento can offer, if he says no, it's no big deal. If he says yes, great. We're happy with what we paid. We got a player that we liked, and we're off and running. But if he says no, we have a couple other options that might not be in the 17 or 18 million dollar range. They might be closer to the 13, 14, 15, you know, the mid-level range that we'll be happy with. Mm-hmm. If you're Orlando and you really like Malik, that's where, well, we have to convince him to leave Sacramento. Mm-hmm. 17.5 million isn't going to convince him to leave Sacramento. I don't think 18 million convinces him to leave Sacramento. I don't think you get into the I'm even thinking about it until you get to 20 per. Mm-hmm. Once you get to 20 per, that's when I think you start to think. And everything from now until July or June 30th or whatever the day is, Jesse, it's the reports could simply be Malik's people and Malik's agents. Like that's what it was with Rashawn. You brought up Rashawn Holmes. Mm-hmm. It's a perfect example. All of the Rashawn Holmes, $45 million or whatever the number was, it was coming from Rashawn's people. Mm-hmm. It's not a knock. It's what you're supposed to do. If I'm Kenny Caraway's agent and Kenny Caraway's on the market, I'm telling everybody, yo, Kenny Caraway is looking for a $2 million deal.
And then
that's what I'm telling people.
Yeah, I appreciate you telling people that, but, you know, it's not happening for me. That's your type of deal.
Well, if you wind up signing for like 1.8, like you're in the vicinity. So like it's fine, but I'm going to get my client's number out there. This is what my client is. If the going rate is $2 million per year for Kenny Caraway, and I know that Allen Stiles got 1.7, I'm getting my client $2 million.
Make it 2.5.
Well, I'm getting my client.
Allen Stiles got 1.7. No disrespect. I need 2.5.
Then I'm getting you 2.5. I'm getting my client. I'm telling everyone what my client wants. And that's what I'm getting out of there doing. That's what Rashawn's people did. That's what Malik's people are going to do.
Matter of fact, 2.75.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just all like, right. I'm just wondering like his value on the league and stuff. Because Soren, I think he was answering me as far as like why we think Malik's going to get like 20 mil and stuff like that. He throws in because Grayson Allen just got 70 over 4. Grayson Allen's like a point and a half less, rebound more, a couple of assists less, shot 50% from the field, was near the top in 3-point percentage. Like, their numbers are similar and all that.
And he was 70 in.
And I think
Malik is 78.
Yeah, Malik will get paid more, but I'm just saying, like, how much more you need. Like, they're similar. You know, there's similar players. You're probably going to get, like, I don't think he's going to get paid that much more is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, that's something that we've talked about off air is the 20. Look, I always want to say it. First of all, I hope he gets the most he could get. I love Malik. I want him to get the bag. But just looking at the history of these things, you know, 22 to 25, I don't think that's happening. I think 20.
25 feels,
yeah, that's excessive.
Unrealistic.
Yeah. I think the ceiling is 20, and I think if it's 20, I think he would stay.
See, I feel like if it is 22, then it's like whoever it is will just insert the magic. That's been the general team or whatever. I feel like they just think Malik Monk is just more than what he is in his role right now. Like, he can just elevate himself and take them over the top. Because I feel like if you get 20 mil or whatever, that's still being paid outside of what the market is for six men right now. And that's basically my thing. Like, you'd be paying outside of the market for what Malik produces, I guess.
Would we be better off if Orlando went far or flamed out?
You'd be better off if they went far, because I mean, whoever, a lot, you would think the people who are there performed well, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, no, we're good. We just, they may run it back, mm-hmm. you know, and get a little tweak here and there. They don't have to break the bank anywhere. But you know, the position is that the Gary Harris position, you know, because Jalen Suggs, I do agree with Zach Lowe on this. Jalen Suggs probably should be an all defensive guy, so mm-hmm. you're not getting him out of the starting lineup. You're looking for another one of those guards. And then we get into the situation that, you know, we talked about. I love Malik Monk. That's my guy. That's who I'm riding with. But around the league, do people think D'Angelo Russell's better or Malik Monk? Because that's a guy that's been tied to the Magic. And all the numbers across the
board. But how much of that is based in reality versus what's based on the fact that D'Angelo's big and been in higher profile positions than Malik has?
I mean, but all the
numbers. Is D'Angelo Russell better than Malik Monk?
All the numbers across the board, D'Angelo's better. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe he gets more minutes, more opportunities, a starter, whatever the case may be. But across the board, last time we looked, I believe, all the numbers were in favor of D'Angelo. And I think a lot of the numbers were even or in the same with Grayson Allen. You got a guy like Klay Thompson, who even at this point in his career, I think a lot of his numbers are better than Malik Monk. That's another guy that's been tied to Orlando. So I don't know. I mean, you asking me, I'm taking Malik Monk just because mm-hmm. that's my guy.
I'll buy a Malik Monk jersey the day he signs if he comes back.
I'm just waiting too.
Like, I'll order it that day on the show.
Yeah.
I won't do it like you do, where I put it off for like 8 years.
Well,
like,
no, because see, basketball jerseys are different because now would be the time to get the basketball jersey because I need it for the summer.
And I want the blue one.
Oh, you going with
the blue? Well, it'll be July, yeah. Right? Or June 30th. It'll be July. Or, I mean, assuming he signs the first day. Well, he's not going to sign the first day. I doubt it.
Well, forget who we're talking about. We're talking about Damian Barling here. You'll know mid-June.
Believe me, if I know mid-June, everybody going to know mid-June. Hey, keep this confidential. Yeah, right. Note to my friends, if you're listening, if that's something you're going to text me. Oh, hey, so when Malik Monk signs back here in 3 weeks, yeah, I ain't going to be able to keep that a secret at all. Let's get to Kamara. Kamara, what's up, man?
What's going on, fella?
What up, Kamara?
Hey, man, listen, everybody's down, man. I'm gonna go the other way with it. Man, last year Minnesota lost in the play-in. Wow. People punching walls, breaking hands, and then he came back with a vengeance this year and made sure to take care of business, man. And so,
well,
all
Kamara,
you can hope is for this season.
Kamara, real quick, that's a little off because they did make the playoffs last year. They lost the first game, and then they won the second one and got into a playoff series.
They also had the number two overall pick joining them the following season. So,
well, I'm just saying, man, like, at the end of the day, I just don't want us to to be downtrodden. I know it's tough the way we lost, but at the end of the day, man, like 36 months ago, 46 wins would have been a parade in the street. I mean, I'm glad expectations have changed, but we got to go into this looking with some positivity. And we're all upset the way New Orleans whooped us this year. But at the end of the day, I look at it, this removes any doubt from Monty that he has to swing big this offseason. He can't sit on his hands.
So
he can't preach patience. What's up,
Kamara? What's that look like? You say swing big. Tell me in your mind, what does that look like? What's a big swing?
It's like now we're at the space to where we were when they had to make a trade for Domas. Like everything's on the table as far as whoever, you know, if we got to attain the asset, we got to give up some plays. We got to put some skin in the game. That's what we're going to do. So and it may hurt. It's going
to, you're willing to move on from Keegan.
I don't, whoever that may be, if it's Keegan, if it's going to be Keegan, then it has to be a playmaker in that space that you're like, it's going to take us over the top. I'm not willing to move for Keegan for, let's say, a Mikal Bridges, right? But it's got to be a playmaker. I don't know who that asset might be, but it's got to be someone like, all right, you know, where it can, you know, we can get KC to be like, okay, sack show.
I don't even know why we're bringing up all the old stuff. That's ridiculous. Kamara got yelled at through text on Friday. What did he tried to text us about? Oh man, we're turning the ball over.
Who did he get yelled at by? Me?
You.
What happened on? Wait, what did he say?
Remember, he came out of nowhere and he was like,
"Oh, yeah, I couldn't remember. I didn't remember if that was Friday or not." Kamara texted something and the game was going bad and I just didn't want to hear it.
Lucky you saw it before I did.
I told Kamara, like, hey, you can't text today because you didn't text at all during the Warriors game. And he said, fair enough. And then we had like a little conversation. And then thank God for Drake because I shifted the whole conversation.
Oh, man, the whole night. I barely saw the last 5 minutes of the game.
There was nothing to see. And I was like, you know, I'm going to steer this conversation in a different direction.
Well, that was a great job by
and
you.
And sent that corny-ass AI thing that Drake did to the group text. And then I left. I sent the text to the two of them and just left let them go.
Look, what
it.
Me and Kamara did was I noticed you were the only one. We were the only ones responding. So I got out of it and text Kamara. I was like, yeah, I don't want to have Dame come back with 94 messages.
Oh, no. I was watching all of them, and all I was saying was, because my first thought was, this is ammunition for Monday. Boy.
What?
Not
for what?
Well, okay, now wait a minute. Y'all know how it works. We have to record the first hour of our KSFM show earlier. We talked about it. You didn't go as heavy on this. Oh, it was so creative.
That what I said in text?
Yes,
I said it was creative. I thought it was creative.
Yeah.
So creative. That's a different connotation. I was like, I thought it was creative.
Okay, and that's exactly how you delivered it in our conversation today. Yeah. So I left it at that because I was about to say, we had a 10-minute conversation about how corny AI is, and now all of a sudden Drake does it. And it's creative, but
I thought the concept of how he did that was creative. It didn't move the needle one way or another. I wasn't like, oh, he got him or nothing. Actually, I thought his bars were like really good, but it kind of got distorted with the whole Pac Snoop thing. It was like,
to me, anything involving AI is corny to me. Yeah. If Kendrick uses it, it's corny. If Drake uses it, it's corny. If whoever, like, it's a bad, bad look to me.
Yeah.
But that's how we distracted ourselves on Friday night.
Shout out 7 minutes to go.
Shout out to Toronto.
Shout out to Dave.
Shout out to Drake and Canada's finest for that one. We'll come back. Weigh in 916-909-1320. Steelin' with KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. So, all right. Oh my God. 2.3 million
she
in
went
the
crazy.
First week.
Yeah, she went crazy.
Oh my God.
She went crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Taylor did. And it says, this was updated 17 minutes ago. Taylor did a minimum of 2.3 million her first week.
Woo.
Those numbers in 2024 are unheard of. And
those numbers in 1994 are unheard of first week.
They're rare.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're certainly rare. But I don't know who made the remark about Taylor in the top 10. The predictions for the end of the week are the top 12 songs in the country are Taylor songs. And the first non-Taylor Swift song?
Like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
They said, I remember seeing somewhere, and I don't know when the weeks break up or what that's looking like.
So these are projections for the May 4th chart. They were updated about 4 hours ago. This is the projected data for starting Friday and ending on Thursday.
Hmm. Yeah, I saw somewhere over the weekend. There was just so much going on. I don't even know. But
man, those Taylor numbers are crazy. Oh my God.
Those numbers are stupid.
That is insane.
The yeah, it said Drake's push ups was streamed. Go with this number, whatever it is. Like, it's a different time. But Drake's push ups was streamed 5.6 million times yesterday on Spotify, nearly doubling its opening day streams, which is now the most streamed rap song on the platform dethroned in like that.
The Kanye West remix has been released on YouTube. That's still not on streaming platforms yet.
That was when I heard of Ye's verse. I mean, a solid Ye verse. Solid.
Hey.
I mean, he had some nice little punchlines in there. I liked it.
Yeah, it was fine. Hey, congratulations to Future and Metro Boomin, because they're going to get their second number one album.
Mm.
It's not going to last very long, but they're going to get their second number one album. They're going to beat out Cowboy Carter and be the number one album in the country for 1 week with We Still Don't Trust You.
Mm.
And there's no Drake diss. Oh, my God.
That must be MVPs. That might be MVPs this year.
And I got push-ups challenging for a spot in the top 10. That's where they are. It peaked at number 2 on Spotify with 2.8 million, and now it's creeping into the top 12 after looking like it was going to be positioned at the 12 spot. I'm sorry, it's creeping into the top 10 after it looked like it was being positioned at the 12 spot.
Mm. Yeah, this whole thing is getting played out. I'm almost over this whole.
Like you said,
there's too many chefs in the kitchen.
But let's just acknowledge you don't even matter. Taylor Swift did 2.3.
Wow. And nobody messing with Taylor. And the crazy thing about it is I haven't heard one song.
So you know what the best? So I told you I woke up Friday and I had never listened to a Taylor Swift album the day that it dropped. Woke up Friday, played it for about 45 minutes as I was prepping for the live show.
Uh-huh.
And drove 50 minutes to Sky River Casino. Did not finish the album. Started the drive home. The drive home was because I left a little after 5. It was about an hour and some change, mm-hmm. right? I was maybe halfway through that before the album finally ended. Didn't repeat, didn't run anything back, nothing like that. It was the longest album I've ever listened to.
That's crazy.
I think it was 31 songs and none of them were the 2024 2-minute records. And I don't remember any of them. I didn't like, and that's not shade. It's not trying to be like funny.
Yeah.
It was just so much music to consume. It did get to a point where, because so many of the songs sounded similar, it was like, all right, I'm good now. I don't watch it. Now it's like a book that's 600 pages. I just want to get to the end, and I refuse to stop listening. I just want to finish the album. And when it finally stopped and segued into, you know, Taylor Swift Channel or whatever, I was like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah, see, these long albums, man. I'll cut it off.
There's long albums, and then there's that. Like, that was crazy.
That's Chris Brown.
That was crazy. Yeah, that was crazy.
Breezy level.
Yeah. Oh man, 916-909-1320. If you want to weigh in, Sacramento Kings.
Did you want to hear the other NBA thought that I had over the weekend?
I haven't looked at this sheet we put together this morning one time.
No, I meant to. This isn't in there. I forgot to put it in there. I was thinking about it like on Saturday. No, maybe it was Sunday. But one was they need to do something about the state taxes. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's unfair. And then the other thing was, and this is you know, it's what some people like to call a half-baked idea. I'm not, like, sold on this, but I'd like to have the conversation. They might need to consider something about this playoff format. The whole East-West thing, it's just not fair. I've held out for 20 years now.
What do you mean?
Remember they used to have the conversation of they need to abolish East-West playoffs.
Yes.
Because the East was so bad and all this other stuff.
Yes.
And when that happened, I was like, you guys are crazy. Like, no, keep it like this or whatever. Things will get back to, you know, balancing out and all this other stuff. It'll happen. 20 years later, it hasn't happened. And I don't see it happening. All the free agents always go to the West. Always. So, like, and the thing I thought about was Indiana. Indiana at 47 wins is a sixth seed, and they're in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's not fair. That's not fair. And you just look, the West is getting harder and tougher. I don't know exactly how to do this. And part of that, too, is with Indiana. Like, you look at it and you're like, oh, well, compare it to the Kings. Well, the Kings still would have been in playing or whatever the case may be. But Indiana's playing these Eastern Conference teams 3-4 times. They're playing the sorrier teams more often.
Uh-huh.
So their 47 is in the East while playing Washington 3 times, while playing Detroit 4 times. Like, that wouldn't matter too much for the Kings this year. But you know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't going to change. And I don't think that's fair
really
to the people
like
in the West.
You really don't like Indiana.
No, I don't have a problem with Indiana.
Indiana's a 47-win team. That's not egregious to me.
They'd be like 9 or 10 in the West. And in the East, they get a guaranteed playoff spot. And they got 47, like I said, playing Toronto 4 times, playing Washington 3 times, playing Detroit 4 times.
You just used the wrong example. Milwaukee's 3 at 49-33. Phoenix is 6th. At 49-33. Who had the tiebreaker? They could have been in the play-in.
Yeah.
Man.
And I just.
And New York, all due respect, only other team that did it in the East. They were only one game better.
I fought it for a long time. Like, because I'm you know, I'm old school. This is how I came up with the East and Western Conference. Like, keep it that way. So
you
like
want
you said,
reseeding
this is
the, one through.
Take the top 16.
Top 16
in the league. Because this isn't – I fought it for 20 years. This clearly isn't changing.
Well, I mean –
But East, it normally – sorry.
Doesn't it kind of just fluctuate? Because the East had 4 50-plus win teams last year. The West only had 2. Kings got in as a 48-win team as a 3 seed. Like, it just changes year to year.
But that
no?
was the exception, not the rule, right?
I mean, that's the first – I just looked at last year's first popped up, but
– I mean, I feel like we get all ruffled about this regularly, and normally you say take the top 16 teams, right? Is that what you said? I mean, doesn't it? Well, no, it doesn't. Not this year.
This year's tough.
Yeah, this year it does not this year. It does not.
And the thing that I thought about with this is it's not just the record. It's the opponents. Like
So are we doing top 20 with playing, or are we eliminating the play-in?
Yeah, let's do top 20 with playing. That's cool. But it's like, and I'm just using Indiana as example. Milwaukee could be another example. Like I said, getting four extra games against Washington and Detroit. And Charlotte. I didn't even throw Charlotte in there. You're getting another 7 extra games against these guys. It just doesn't balance out.
Yeah, I get your just saying this. I don't think it's
happening. It's definitely not going to happen. But and the other reason I thought about it too was, you know, people's jobs are at stake. Like, we started off the show like talking about hot seat and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. Mike Brown could win 48, 49 again next year, losing the first game in the play-in, and might be on the hot seat. Where 49 would get him the 3 seed out east. Like, people's jobs are on the line because of this imbalance.
But that could shake out. I get your point. But that also, that could shake out differently next year.
Mm-hmm.
To where the East has 5 or 6 50 win teams. And I mean,
that's only happened. I think Jesse said it happened last year. That's happened like once in the last 20 years.
Well, it did happen the year before that too.
It did?
Yeah, I'm looking. I went back to 2019, 2020 season. Like, it doesn't.
Well, remember, you're talking top 5 positions now. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're not talking to the top 8 positions where everyone goes to, who was it, Phoenix, who missed the playoffs at 49 wins. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen very often. Mm-hmm.
The other aspect,
50 win teams is.
The other aspect of that is the bottom of the conference. That's why I brought up being able to play these awful teams an extra 4 times throughout the season.
Well, you talk about
the equivalent of stat pad.
Yeah, you talk about except for Sacramento. You talk about how unrealistic in just looking. Oh, I found another year. 260 win teams, 350 win teams.
In the East?
In the West. Oh. I think another thing is how bad the bottom of the NBA was this year.
Yeah.
The bottom of the NBA was really, really bad this year.
Yeah.
I'm looking, I've just gone through, I skipped the 72 game seasons and the COVID years and all of that stuff, and have just looked at the, you know, bottom of the conferences. There are mostly 20 win teams at the bottom of the conference. Mm-hmm. I went back nearly 10 years before I found multiple teams in the teens. Mm-hmm. One of them was the 17 win Lakers, and the other one, they didn't even reach the teens, was the historically bad Philadelphia 76ers.
The bottom of the East this year was incredible.
It's incredible. Awful. Yeah, 14 and 15 win team in the same conference is stunning. And normally what you see are the 21 win teams like Charlotte, maybe 25 like Toronto, 21 like Portland, 22 like San Antonio. That's normally what you see at the bottom of the conference. Yeah. But you had it cushioned by Detroit and Washington.
The crazy thing is, it feels like Charlotte was the consensus worst team in basketball at the end
of
the
year.
They weren't even the 14 win team. I don't know. Just random thoughts as I was sitting here thinking. I was like, damn, man.
You got it.
I only thought about it because when I thought about the record, I was like, they always talk about that. And then I had to sit there and think. I was like, wait, how long have we been talking about this? 20 years.
Remember De'Aaron's playoff debut last year?
Phenomenal. 38 points. What do you have? Do you have assist numbers in that one, too?
I don't remember.
Yeah, 38, though. I know that.
Remember, it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Kings won.
They did.
Anyone watch the Bucks-Pacers yesterday?
Oof. Gross.
Wow.
Because there's the other side of that conversation. But
7 shots.
Boom!
Warm it up. We got takes or what?
Aw.
And then we got takes on the other side.
He really liked that.
That's gonna be our new thing when we need to get that Rodney Owen Joe Cooley beat on the high keys right there, the way Metro Boomin hit it. And every time we start to diss somebody, we just press that button.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.